Multiple people in my family, including my father, are veterans.
Troops that have been to war and now they're back. And
think and be grateful for their service.
Sacrifice, love for their country, just unselfishness.
All that they do for us.
There are some people in this country who take extraordinary steps to provide for the freedom and security. We forget that those people exist.
We know them as the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard. They call themselves soldiers, SEALs, Rangers, airmen, sailors, devil dogs, and so much more. We call them fathers, brothers, sons and husbands, mothers, daughters, sisters, and wives. We call them friend and neighbor. These veterans answered the call. Now, we answer theirs. They are the best our country has to offer, and we love them. Today, we honor them, and we serve them. David Maulsby is your host, and he welcomes you to this community of veterans, as together, we are building the road to hope.
And welcome in. Glad to have you along. KPRC 950 AM on the dial in Houston, Texas, where it got so cold this weekend.
Yeah.
It was below 80.
I wrapped my pipes just to be safe.
Everybody, like, what in the world?
Yeah, you can't be too sure.
I thought we had global warming and stuff.
What is that?
I saw people.
Global warming.
Somebody posted on their social media they actually had a fire in their fireplace.
No.
Inside their house.
Who?
Not the outdoor one.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Some poor individual that works for us.
It was a woman, most likely.
It was.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hate about working in an office building, because the minute it turns any kind of cool, they crank the heat up to 88.
Right.
They overcompensate.
I don't think you ever need to turn the heat on inside an office building. Ever. For any particular reason.
Nope.
Just no. People will get inside the building, will warm. Thanks for joining us. Those who are listening on the 950 AM dial here in Houston. Those who are listening via podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, look for Road to Hope Radio. Ramon has made sure it is there and waiting for you, and it absolutely costs you nothing. And
some say worth every penny.
Well, maybe even less. But hey, you know, one thing I can promise you, there's no debate. No debate. Our sponsors are the best.
Indeed.
Jimmy Chonga's Fresh Makes Fun. You can't go wrong there.
Yeah.
The Plato Soldado.
I single-handedly...
Thank you.
Have raised.
Thank you.
$200,000 just on by ordering the Plato Soldado. It feels like it anyway.
Well, there's a lot of food on that plate. $2 of that meal goes directly to Camp Hope. So thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Keep donating.
Keep eating portly. I get you.
Jimmy Chonga's, Gringo's, all across the Houston area. If you've never tried it, you're going to thank us. You will.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Acori Diamond and Design, ACORI, Billy and Connie Steiner. Got to see them this past week at that event. For what's that guy you work for again?
I can't remember. I see his face.
Yeah.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, the sponsors for Michael Berry, and they were there, and it's always good to see them.
Connie asked to take a picture with me. She said, of all the people that are in this room, Ramon, I want to take a picture with you. And she did.
How about that?
Yeah, I felt very honored. I mean, because Weston Hunt was there.
You should, because the only other person I saw her take a picture with was Marcus Luttrell.
Yeah. How about that? And people, I got to admit.
So I guess that puts you and Marcus kind of on
They confuse us all the time.
They
see me and they're like, are you Marcus Luttrell? No, I'm Ramon.
Well, especially since you lost 426 pounds.
Yeah, since you lost an entire person.
Good Lord. Anyway, Acori Diamond and Design, all your jewelry needs.
Our anniversary is this Thursday. Me and my wife.
Well, no wonder she wanted to take a picture.
That's why she was so happy, because she knew.
Yeah, Ramon's coming to see me.
Yep.
Well, show up at a quarry this week. You just might see Ramon there and get a sneak peek of what he's picking up for his bride.
Their rent is paid this month.
Very nice. Well, congratulations to them. And oopsteam.com for all the messes in your life. And just, you know, the take care of things, the air duct system in your house, whatever. Yep. Oopsteam.com takes care of all that. There are some other things that are not quite so easily taken care of. The report from Stars and Stripes, President Donald Trump has ordered the Departments of Defense and Veterans Affairs and other agencies in his cabinet to develop a plan within 45 days to tackle the mental health issues made worse by the coronavirus pandemic. Mm. Quote, the pandemic has also exacerbated mental and behavioral health conditions as a result of stress from prolonged lockdown orders, lost employment, and social isolation, according to Trump's order. Order calls for the establishment of a coronavirus working group, which would facilitate an all-of-government response to the mental health issues, including suicide, which could have spiked after months of widespread isolation and economic troubles in many industries throughout the country. So interesting that the writer of this story in Stars and Stripes, Steve Bannon and Caitlin Kinney, choose to put it that way, that suicide could have spiked after months. Like, no, nope, nope, nope. There's ample evidence, and I think there's one particular reason why. I haven't talked to President Trump, so I'm just going to have to assume. There's at least one reason why he's including the VA and the Department of Defense in this, and that's because we have reports out. DOD, Army, all the military branches stating that suicide rates are up within our military, up to at least 30%. So it's not they might be up.
They are.
Those suicide numbers are. And just look around. Just check your – how many friends do you have on Facebook, Ramon?
Ooh.
4.2 million?
Like real friends or just people?
No, no, just, you know, the you know Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it doesn't mean a thing, but
– couple thousand.
Yeah, right. So we all know somebody, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. The numbers are outrageous in this year. So, yeah, there's no might be.
They are.
The numbers are shockingly high. And add a little COVID into it, and we're in big trouble. All right, we will be back with more of Road to Hope. Let's see, Fighting Stevie, horse that's raising money for us, ran this week. Give you a quick update on that. Update on the max $1 million goal. We'll come back with more of Road to Hope Radio. Someone told me long. It's been 11 months, Ramon, since Fighting CB last ran for us.
Okay.
Fighting CB, a horse.
Oh, that's right.
The Walking L Ranch.
Yes.
Raising funds for PTSD Foundation of America. Had a little injury that I had to deal with, and they shipped Fighting CB down to Florida. They did some rehab. Ran its first race this past Wednesday or Thursday. I forget which day.
Okay.
It was one of those. Got caught in a little bit of traffic. However, first race out of the box, strong second place.
Okay.
Did fantastic. So we are excited. The Fighting CB is back on the fight. It was the first time Fighting CB ran with some three-year-olds. So
poor
not too
kids.
Bad. 11 months off, running with three-year-olds. Yeah,
kids. Kids need to be careful.
Exactly.
Get hurt.
Yeah. And today, Camp Hope makes its debut on the racetrack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
100% of proceeds from Camp Hope, a new two-year-old that will be hitting the racetrack for the first time. We've also got a race car going today up in Fort Worth. Yeah, it's racing season.
That's amazing.
Did you know October was October? Yeah. It's racing season. I had no idea.
Wow.
Yes, yeah, so we have a race car going today.
Do y'all get to drive
Camp
it?
Hope. Unfortunately, they won't even let me in the building.
Man.
Yeah, or the racetrack, whatever, the stadium. Yeah. Stadium, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's cool. Got our logo on there.
Very neat.
Fast cars. How about that?
Turns left.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Which, that's why I don't race cars either. Keep turning left.
They're making a left turn.
Anyway, best of luck to Camp Hope today as Camp Hope makes its first trip around the racetrack with some other horses, see what happens there.
I always wondered if it would be beneficial for those race cars to drive like 55 miles an hour and set it in cruise, and then you never have to pit, right? While everybody else is pitting, you're slow and consistent, and you never have to stop for anything. No tires, no gas. I wonder if that time would add up and you would end up winning. Has anybody ever tried that? Anyway, maybe I should just keep my thoughts
to myself. I wonder how it would work. Like, you know how they have the Olympic event of power walking where you can only walk so
right,
fast?
Right.
I wonder if they did that in NASCAR, too, where you can only go
so
fast.
Put a governor on it? Yeah.
But you have to still win.
Like right. A minimum speed limit.
Like a minimum speed limit and a max speed limit. How that would work out.
I don't know. I'm not sure that 55-mile-an-hour thing would work, Ramon.
Okay.
Maybe that's why they haven't asked you or me.
Probably.
Yeah. Not drive as many wrecks. Their car.
Not as many wrecks.
But, hey, yeah, who knows?
Could it even really be called a race car at that point?
That's true. You might be able to pull that one off, Ramon.
Well, just if it's you could send that
it's
up.
It's your second career in your free time.
We'll call it the Grandpa 500.
Ramon's free time is going to be racing race cars. Oh, man. Zachary, how are you?
Buento.
And where have you been these days?
I have been out in Austin.
Austin, Texas.
Yes, sir. We're revamping our Austin chapter. That's right. We got a first responder meeting every Tuesday at 7 at City View Bible Church. And we have a warrior group every Thursday at 6 at that same location.
Boy, and it's so necessary. And I just remind folks, we do have that first responder, law enforcement group that we run on Monday nights.
On Monday nights, that's right, 7 o'clock.
A tough week, a horrible week
in
Houston with the Houston Police Department.
Losing one of their own and another one injured.
One killed, one shot, and thankfully, it looks like they're going to not only live, but they'll keep their arm. At first they thought he was going
to
lose his arm.
Mm-hmm.
Very tough week. A lot, obviously, in that community carries a lot of similarities to what we do in the veteran community. So you've served both as a Marine
and
a firefighter. So we're glad to have that opportunity to work with our first responders. Go to our website, PTSDUSA.org, and you can get the information. It's free.
$3.99.
Yeah, it's free. You can log in. You can remain as anonymous as you like to, need
you
to.
Even, you ain't even got to turn your camera on.
True, and I'm sure most probably don't.
You'd be surprised, actually. A lot of them turn their cameras on.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, first time in, it's up to you. Do your thing. But, boy, jump on in because
a lot of healing.
No need to carry it alone.
No, you're not alone.
No need to carry that alone. So good to have you here. Glad
to be here.
Things are going well in Austin as we get launched over there. By the way, got a big event coming up.
Yes,
this next
weekend.
Yes,
it's called Hope Fest, November 14th. It will
it's not until the 14th. I was thinking it was this next weekend.
Mm-mm. The 14th, it's at the Community Gardens in Bastrop. Come on out. We'll have live bands, food, raffles, cornhole tournament, whole nine yards. It's family friendly. We'll have a blow up water park for the kids. A lot of fun, and of course, all the proceeds go to benefit our Austin chapter to help them raise the funds necessary to keep us doing our job out there.
So if you're looking for a weekend getaway on the weekend of the 14th, it's a great place to go be a part of that.
COVID precautions will be in place. It's outdoor facility, so
we're in the backyard of our beloved governor. So yeah. I'm afraid I'm gonna have to put a fish. I'm sorry.
If you're worried about that, don't be.
Yeah. Anyway, come hang out. It'll be a lot of fun.
A lot
proceeds
of fun. A lot of fun.
Going to
auctions.
The Austin chapter,
time.
The PTSD Foundation of America. Which reminds me, this last Friday, we had a first event in what seems like forever.
Forever.
Our great friends, awesome friends, Grateful Americans Charity, were able to pull off a golf tournament.
Golf tournament, yep.
Usually in Houston, they have a big gala one night and golf the next day or vice versa. They do them back to back, which is insane to me, but that's how they do it. And they're the ones doing it, so I just get to show up and enjoy free food.
Just show up and look pretty and eat free food.
But because of the COVID stuff and rules changing every day or sometimes 12 times a day, they went without the gala, the golf tournament, then a virtual kind of a reception afterwards where some folks were able to join by Zoom and, you know, work on silent auction items, that type of thing. So they were able to participate in that way. But really, really, Grateful America's just been such great friends the last, I think, 4 or 5 years. Raised about $1 million for us in the events that they put on. And big, big thanks. So many of those folks work long, hard days at their regular job. And then
can't express
they run around and beg people to sponsor this hole and that hole and this part of the golf tournament and that part of the golf tournament. And in a year like this, that just becomes that much more difficult. So big, big thanks to all our friends at Grateful America. It's a great day this Friday afternoon and evening raising money for the PTSD Foundation of America, and we are deeply grateful. We've also got...
We got a golf tournament in San Antonio coming up on the 9th.
On the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, yeah. So
it is
the
9th.
So if you want to take a week off, just go. The 9th is a Monday.
It's a Monday. Fair Oaks Ranch Golf and Country Club.
Go to San Antonio, spend a few days there, then just a short little skip right up 35.
Hour drive over to Bastrop.
Get to Bastrop, and you get to hang out at Hope Fest. Enjoy that. And then Sunday, you get to make the stroll back listening to Road to Hope.
Road to Hope Radio.
It's the perfect weekend. It's the trifecta. Everybody wins. Yeah, everybody wins.
It's a win-win situation across the board.
So get to support our San Antonio chapter, our Austin chapter, and enjoy Road to Hope on your way home. So it's the great week.
And if you want, you can catch up on all the other Road to Hope shows on the podcast and you wait for the new episode.
And when you get back into Houston, you're not going to want to cook, so you just run to Jimmy Chonga's.
Come on, Jimmy Chonga's.
Grab your Plato Soldado, and there you go.
Get you some queso.
It's the perfect week. We've laid it out for you. All you got to do is do it and enjoy it. In the studio with us, we've got a veteran from a resident at Camp Hope. Introduce yourself, Chris.
I'm Chris Brown.
Come on, let's start over.
All right.
I know this is your first time on radio. You're scared.
Absolutely.
All right, so a little more energy this time.
Hello, I'm Chris Brown.
No, wait. You got to wait till we, ask you to introduce yourself.
All right.
You got it? So we ask you to introduce yourself, then you introduce yourself. Is that how it works, Ramon?
Yep.
Okay, so on today's show, we have a very special guest with us. We are excited to have a resident from Camp Hope who's here. And Chris, introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Chris Brown.
No,
not good enough yet.
We'll try it after the break.
We'll work on it during the commercial. we're going to hear from Chris when we come back with more of Road to Hope Radio. And that's the truth. It's neither
drink. Clear.
Yeah.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high.
So are you saying we have to work in a trip to Amarillo while we're road tripping around Texas?
Look here, Ramon. As good a song as that is, and it is appreciated.
Oh, don't even, Zachary.
That is not old school rock. Oh, I'm asking for it. I'm tempting them. I'm setting the bait.
It's funny when these kids ask me for old school rock. Play some Guns N' Roses.
No, Neil Young.
Don't nobody want to hear no Guns N' Roses, bro.
Welcome back to Road to Hope Radio, where we have complete cast. Well, we have Zachary in here, United States Marine veteran. So,
hey, Chris is a Marine too.
Yes, I am.
Two Marines. Oh, by the way, let's give you one more shot at it.
Oh, man.
I think we got Chris from United States Marine. Where are you from?
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Fayetteville, where they do not know how to do barbecue. So welcome to Texas.
Oh, well, thank you.
Glad you're here and could experience the real thing.
He does own an El Camino, though, so that makes up for it a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, 69.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, that's a good year.
That's cool. Is what kind of shape is it in?
It's in fair shape. No, good. Good shape. It's only got two spots on it that are rusted, but the paint is still kind of flaky a little bit. I got to fix that.
What's the interior like?
And the interior is in good shape. So,
is it original?
It's not original. It's got bucket seats, but I do want to put a bench seat back in it. That's one of my goals.
I miss the bench seat days. Yeah. I don't really know why. I don't know why, because no one wants to sit there.
My truck's got a bucket for. I don't want you sitting next to me. I don't want that center
console.
Zachary,
no one wants to sit that close
false.
To you.
False. My wife likes to sit next to me sometimes.
Anyway, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And you got to Camp Hope when?
June 1st.
June the 1st, 2020, which...
what a weird time to show up.
COVID.
Yeah, that's like middle of COVID.
So you got to quarantine for a little while.
To quarantine for a week with four guys who are still here.
Nice.
So the whole crew's still here.
Yeah, the whole get up.
You know, that's something we did see. We were a little worried, you know, how's this going to work? Because of COVID and bringing guys in from all across the country, everybody came in on Monday. We're going to hold you in one spot together and not interact with everybody else, which is totally against everything we believe.
Exact opposite.
I don't know how this is going to work, but we have no choice. We have to give it a try because we're not going to tell you no. But we had a decent response. I mean, we've had a bit of a mixed response, but for the most part, it was pretty good. And everybody just sort of understood. I mean, nobody would choose it, but...
Yeah, I mean, everybody understood the whole United States, whole world was going through the same thing. And I think it did me good, me and Mike, the guys that I came in with, because we got to ask all the silly questions before we got out there and made mistakes.
So, in front of everyone else?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I heard, you know, some comments about, well, it's kind of like boot camp. It's just the guys you went to boot camp with.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. So anyway, mixed risks for sure.
Are you and those guys still close?
Yeah. Yeah, we hang out every day. We keep each other accountable. And
So that's the option. And everything's an option, right? And how you're going to respond to it. Every single thing in life, you know, how do you respond?
Yeah.
And that's the right way to respond. This is what it is. Let's choose to be brothers.
Make the best of it.
Let's make this work.
How bad do you want
to
get better?
Speaking of coming to Camp Hope, how much did it cost you to get here?
Nothing.
How much has it cost you since you've been here?
Nothing. I haven't.
Have you starved?
No, I've gotten fatter, actually. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. We do like to eat.
Hey, there's a gym to work it off.
No, I mean with the amount that they feed you. I mean, I still work out. I work out. Okay, every day.
Every day.
I walk by the gym every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to pass the cafeteria to get to the gym.
Walk right by it. Jonathan Kim Gym. The reason we're able to do that, great people who sponsor us, great people who just show up out of the blue, never know who's coming, what they're bringing. Jamie Yee and Bill Wagner donated two sets of washers and dryers, like clothes washers and dryers.
Nice.
How cool is that? So a big, big thank you, Jamie Yee and Bill Wagner, for that donation.
Which, if you understood how much laundry is done at Camp Hope, you'd understand how huge of a donation that is.
So let's just think about that for a minute. There's about 80 guys living there today.
That's just one building. That's not to include the Blue House, the Yellow House, and the Clay Hunt House.
Yeah.
Right. So if you have 80 guys living there, let's see, we start the day, 6 o'clock in the morning, get up, do some chores, check in, Devo, then you got classes. At some point in the day, you're doing PT work. Most of the guys are inside the Jonathan Kim gym. Some guys, all they can do is walk Berry Brigade Boulevard, but they'll walk, flip the tire, they'll do that. But there's some exercise involved in there at some point in time, so some sweat. Sometimes this past Wednesday, they power washed Berry Brigade Boulevard. That was fun to watch. Sometimes they're pulling weeds, so there's activities throughout the day, right? And
laundry will need to be done.
And we feed people a lot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's tons of
cupcakes. Just think about that. We go through a lot of toilet paper and a lot of laundry detergent. So thank you. And we are just greatly indebted. Folks from the Bridgeland community donated some stamps, which that's a very cool way.
It is.
Because our guys, not only they'll write home. Do you write home letters? Like actual letters?
Yeah, I write home letters. Okay, so longhand.
Right. So they're writing letters.
Yep.
Sometimes
that's all, that's
they're
only,
rough
yeah.
letters. They're breaking that, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years of no communication with a child, one of their children or something. They're really
yep.
tough first communication sometimes. Anyhow, they're writing letters. They're answering all kinds of situations, legal
situations, medical, all kinds
so
of stuff.
So people donating postage stamps to our guys is extremely helpful. So they're doing stamps, batteries, and some new clothes. So big thanks to our friends from the Bridgeland community. Coastal Ice and Water, Scott McAllister, delivered a pallet of bottled water. How about that? So big thank you to Scott McAllister of Coastal Ice and Water. And before I forget, I've been meaning to mention this for a while. Mike Jackson with Outfront Media. Goodness, I'm going to mess that up. Outfront Media. He heard Mattress Mack and Michael Berry talking about raising $1 million mm-hmm. for PTSD Foundation of America in the middle of this pandemic. And Mike Jackson very quickly picked up the phone and said, hey, I've got some prime billboards, not junk billboards that nobody wants. I have three prime billboards that just went off a lease. One's on 249 as you're coming in from Tomball. It's a prime spot.
Prime
very
spot.
High traffic area. Mm. One is on Loop 610, kind of the southwest side, Loop 610. It's, prime spot. And I forget where the other one's at. All three prime spots. Three free billboards
that's huge.
Us that would have cost us, I don't know.
A lot.
A couple thousand, yeah. at least a month. Probably more than that. It's been a while since I've priced billboards.
Because that's like top prime spot.
Yeah, so a big thank you to Mike Jackson, Outfront Media. And just quickly, I'll just say we're up to $890,000
nice.
On the $1 million goal by Mattress Mack and Michael Berry. If you participated in that, thank you. As long as you didn't steal anything out of it, thank you. We are forever indebted for the generosity of our great community. United States Marine, where did you deploy?
I went to Cuba and then two times to Afghanistan.
Did you smoke any cigars in Cuba?
Oh no! They actually did let you. They looked at that as contraband. You weren't allowed to smoke the Cubans.
Wow. Okay, so you didn't do anything that you weren't supposed to do ever while you were in the United States Marine Corps.
I signed a non-disclosure agreement, I think.
All right. fair enough.
No, I'm kidding.
Cuba, and then where?
Afghanistan and Afghanistan.
You went twice.
Yeah, I went twice too.
Ramon, how many times have you?
None, but I have it on my to-do list.
Is it your summer vacation spot next year?
I was going this year, but
kind of got COVID shut down. Well, what years were you in Afghanistan? He was so nervous coming. Like, these people are going to drive me nuts.
2010 to 2011, and then 2011 to 2012. So, spent some time over there. Marja, Afghanistan.
Yeah. We joke about it, but it's not on my bucket list.
Oh, no. No, I don't think anybody wants to go there. I don't think the people there want to be there.
How long were your two deployments?
Fair assessment.
Yeah, say again?
How long were your deployments?
7 months long.
Both times?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. How long was yours in Iraq?
About close to 10. We got extended.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the happy news. Oh, by the way. I know
that was
a
fun time.
You were packing to go home, but
oh yeah, y'all need to unpack.
Yeah,
for what?
Just make yourself comfortable.
We're headed home.
Just
no, we're not. We got extended.
What does that mean? Come back and hear some of his story. Put our phone number in your phone, 877-717-7873. You meet a vets in crisis, 877-717-7873. Ramona, I think we're going to have to pull Zach's man card. He's doing some peach, some sort of, it's not beach nut any longer.
Oh, no.
It's some sort of peach flavored.
Hey, you can pour whatever you want. It's delicious.
I don't know.
I enjoy the finer things in life, David Mosley.
I don't do dip, but when I think about it, first of all, dip, and then it's going to be peach dip. I kind of think that's kind of like foo-foo coffee.
I don't have to live that rough life anymore.
You want
to
hear?
No, so that's why you've out your hair's grown.
Oh, it's luxurious.
It's like 12 times the
it's
length.
It's luxurious.
I've got other words for it.
It's like goose feathers.
You tell yourself, okay, so Afghanistan twice after a year of Cuba when you didn't smoke any Cubans.
Shame.
Yeah, that's just that's un-American.
Yeah, I was like, are you sure? We'll talk about that after the show. Coming home at some point, PTSD was going on. What did that look like for you?
It was whenever I came back, I like just felt like a shell. Really, I couldn't understand why I couldn't regulate my anger. It was really anger, was what it was. And I just sort of, went into isolation and stepped away from the world because it seemed like everybody else was worried about a whole bunch of different stuff. And I was still trying to figure out where I fit in once I got into the civilian world, you know, and, I didn't really feel like I fit in. I did college and, couldn't talk to the kids in college because that's what they were to me. Even at 23, talking to another 23-year-old, I just thought, you're just a kid. And I don't know, I feel like the Marine Corps put about 10 years on me in four. But yeah, it was isolation and anger is what PTSD looked like for me.
At some point, it's bad enough that, I don't know, if somebody said you need help or if you realized you need help. How did you hear about Camp Hope? Let's go there.
Well, it got real bad with my isolation and real dark thoughts. I hadn't left my house in about two or three months before COVID happened.
Who else was in the house?
My best friend, Brian.
And what does dark thoughts mean?
Suicidal thoughts, stuff like that. Just not wanting to be around anymore. Just wanting to disappear, really. Either that or go out into the woods and just get a tent and stay out there. But it was my mom who found out about this place. It was just a pop-up on her Facebook that came up. She was scrolling through, and she saw Camp Hope, and she called. And I think it was she was talking on the phone with, I think it was Zach Wallace. Or no, she wasn't talking to Zach Wallace. She was talking to somebody at the front office. And while she was talking to them, Zach Wallace called me. And then I talked to him. And then I got off the phone with him after he'd said, you know, we have a plane ticket for you on Monday, which was 3 days away. And I thought that was a miracle in and of itself because it was, you guys wanted to help so quickly. Or Camp Hope wanted to help so quickly, and they didn't, there was no like rigmarole about it. It was, hey, we're going to do this. And I'd
That's
never
a good
had
Marine
anybody do
word,
that.
Zach.
I was about to say, I didn't even know Marines knew that rigmarole. Word, rigmarole.
I'm one of the smart ones. Yeah.
And the reason you had to wait 3 days was really because of COVID, we were delaying everybody and trying to push everybody to come in on Monday, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's another thing about that conversation that you just mentioned that I want to emphasize to those who are listening. Sharing things on social media costs you absolutely nothing. Someone clearly shared some story on our Facebook page that by them sharing it, your mother saw that.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. And it's so easy to do, and people, I do that all the time.
It takes like 2 seconds.
You never know when, and especially the way social media works. I don't know how half the stuff I see shows up, and I know there's other people posting stuff that I never see. So I just keep sharing, just keep retweeting. You never know who may see it at just the right time. Like if your mother had seen it 2 months before, she might not have given a second's thought. but it popped up at the right moment, at the right time. And is it kind of weird, like you're talking to some guy named Zach, and then 3 days later you're on a plane and you get here and you meet that guy named Zach?
Yeah, he was actually in the house. He was in the COVID house whenever I was in there. He did my check in and everything like that. Him and Rob Garza did my check in. But he had so much going on, I don't think he even noticed. Like, he didn't notice me because there was so much going on.
There was a lot going on.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
Still is, but especially up through the last month or so. Because there's just been so much change that we've had to deal with and how we bring guys in. But, yeah, those guys were taking turns. One would be on for a week in quarantine. So they would quarantine themselves with the group that came in on Monday. And then the next week, they'd swap.
Yeah, I don't know how they did that. That 1 week of quarantine was so boring. So boring.
Right. So you've been here since June.
Yep.
How's it going?
It's going really good. I think letting go in the beginning, like, because you got blackface that you start out with, that was kind of hard to let go. But just giving it over to God, just surrendering is really what it took. And once I surrendered, it just the days melted away so quick. But that first week was probably as long as the first 30 days. And now I'm going into yellow phase, you know, God willing. But it's been a good learning experience. It's been learning how to deal with a lot of the anger issues, learning how to accept and forgive everything like that.
Well, keep on doing the work. And there's no two ways about it. We play games. We can laugh all we want. It's not like, here, take this pill.
No.
3 times a day for 2 weeks and you're good. That's not how this is the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
Learn the tools, then use them every day the rest of your life.
Use them tools every day to sift through the rigmarole.
That's how guys like you, Zach Alexander, have made this work.
Oh, absolutely.
Learn the tools, use them every day.
Every day for the rest of our lives.
Maybe one of these days you'll be sitting in his chair.
Maybe.
Helping launch a chapter somewhere in America with PTSD Foundation America.
You got my mind kind of turning on some job he was talking to me about earlier.
Program is free. PTSDUSA.org is the website. PTSDUSA.org. Let me hopefully get a couple of other folks' minds churning out there for just a second as we close out this week. I want to say this past week, the PTSD Foundation of America lost one of our board members, John Elliott King, United States veteran, graduate of West Point, served in Vietnam, a Vietnam War combat veteran, faced so many challenges in his life. He was one of the very first recipients of a heart transplant by Michael DeBakey.
Oh, wow.
None other than here in Houston, Texas. The man was devoted, passionately devoted to veteran causes, and particularly, I can't tell you how many times he called me and said, David, what can we do to stop the suicide rate? How can I help? What can I do? The nation lost a great one. The PTSD Foundation of America lost a very passionate board member in John Elliott King. We say, well done, a good and faithful servant. Somebody needs to step up to fill those shoes. They're big shoes to fill. Somebody needs to step up. PTSDUSA.org. Follow us on Facebook. Road to Hope Radio for the show. For the foundation, it's PTSDUSA. PTSDUSA. Thanks for joining us. Look forward to being with you again more next week. Road to Hope Radio.